Hello and welcome to the Balanced Babe podcast. Today is really special because we will be diving into my personal journey into holistic health, functional medicine, and how I've been able to use functional medicine to transform my health, my life, and even my career. So let's dive into it. So when I was growing up, I always had gut issues. I would poop like maybe once a week. And I just never really thought anything of it. Like, I knew there was an issue, but I didn't know you're supposed to poop like once a day. I was like, what? I didn't realize that till years and years later. So when I was around 5, 6, 7, I had these, I would call them like IBS attacks, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, if you're not familiar, but I would basically be in the bathroom for like an hour in the mornings. In pain, sometimes I would cry, like it was not fun. And I would skip school probably like once a month, once every other week because of the pain. And I would miss the bus and all that. And it became an issue over time, obviously. And so my mom took me to a GI doctor to get an endoscopy. And an endoscopy is a procedure where they put you under, they stick a camera down your throat, and they test your stomach for lactose intolerance. They see if there's any ulcers, things like that. So they did that when I was 12, and it came back clean. And the doctor was like, it's stress. Just stress less, and you'll be fine. And looking back, I was not eating healthy. I was eating tons of processed food, the standard Western diet, American diet, and I had Pop-Tarts for breakfast and all of that. I remember one of my favorite meals was like an English muffin with a bunch of peanut butter, and I would alternate between that and the cookies and cream Pop-Tarts. And I loved cereal. I loved all of those sweet treats. Like, I just always loved sweets. And so that was kind of the bulk of my diet. And I was also very picky. I was like chicken tenders, mac and cheese. I didn't touch vegetables. It's like, no wonder I had issues. But anyway, so the doctor didn't say anything about any of that. It's just stress. I'm like, all right, cool. So fast forward years later, when I was 16, I went on the birth control pill for acne. And again, looking back, you connect the dots. And acne is one of the root causes to acne. Is gut inflammation. I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense. But I digress. So was put on the birth control pill. I didn't really have any negative symptoms that I noticed. If anything, it helped regulate my periods and all that, which is what it technically does, but it's blocking ovulation. So that's why you're not having these ebbs and flows of your hormones anymore. And so I was on birth control pill for about 6 years. And throughout that time, I went to college and I still was having all these gut issues. And I just kind of accepted it as my personality at this point. And all my friends knew Avery with IBS, something's always going on, always bloated, always like in pain, couldn't eat certain foods. It was like trigger foods. Like sometimes I'd eat ice cream and I'd be fine. And then other times I'd eat it and I would have diarrhea. Like it was just, you never knew. It was a surprise. And so eventually I would get sick all the time. That was another big thing, but I never made the connection. So I think it was like beginning of college and then towards the end of college, I had two different sinus procedures because I was getting sinus infections like nonstop, like chronic sinus infections, like once a month. And I remember I was studying abroad in Florence, Italy, and the entire trip, I was eating whatever I wanted, like all the pasta and going out to drink and all that stuff. But I had the worst sinus infection of my entire life. I like could barely think at that point. Like I was waking up 2 or 3 times in the middle of the night to like blow my nose. Like it was miserable. And at the same time, my gut was also a mess. I was super inflamed. Looking back on pictures, I was like the puffiest version of myself ever. I was at my highest weight I've ever been. And I realized that like something needed to change. And so, but I was still in this like Western medicine world. So in college, I had gone to allergists to see maybe I was allergic to something. I got, what did I do? I got obviously all the blood work done. I'd actually been to this like weight loss med spa type of thing that my old roommate used to work at. And I got this full panel of, they were functional medicine labs. And they told me that my gluten markers were off the charts. So like my body was really reacting to gluten. And so I went gluten-free for a whole year, like super strict. I really didn't see too many changes with that. It was more so like maybe I was less inflamed, maybe my skin was better, but again, I was still on birth control and still having sinus issues. So that didn't do too much for me at the time. And so I had gotten two different sinus procedures done, went to ENTs trying to figure out like what was going on. And at this point I thought those were two completely separate things. I never thought that the reason I was getting sick so often was because my gut was so inflamed. And fast forward to now, I know that 70% of our immune system is in our gut. So of course it makes sense, but at the time, obviously had no idea. And I was on multiple rounds of antibiotics. Of course, I was getting UTIs all the time. Especially when I was in a relationship, I was getting like BV, which is bacterial vaginosis, more UTIs, and it was miserable. And so I seeked out a naturopathic doctor who could take a more holistic route, because at this point I was so over it. I was like, I cannot take another antibiotic. I know this is not good for my gut. I would always get like a yeast infection right after I took the antibiotic. And of course, it all comes back to the gut. But anyways, I got a GI map, which is a stool test that looks at your gut microbiome, inflammation markers. And I remember getting the results. I was at a car dealership and I saw like the first page, and of course, like I didn't know what I was doing. I worked in finance at the time. Like nutrition was always a hobby. I always joke because I got my minor in sports nutrition in college and my major in finance. So that was just like a foreshadow of my whole life. But I got the results back, and the first page shows you the most pathogenic bacteria, and my E. coli was like off the charts. And so I was like, oh my God, I found what's been causing my issues. Like, this is it. And then I go through the report and it shows you like high and low markers, and it puts the high ones in red. And so I'm like, okay, I got to figure this out. So before I even had my consult with my doctor, I'm Googling and looking at the guide, like all the different markers that were out of range, trying to figure out what that meant and what I could do about it. Like, what supplements could I take? What did I need to do? I was like, this is it. I finally got the answers. And so, yeah. And then after that, I met with my naturopath, of course. He gave me like certain supplements to take. And he's like, yeah, you really need to stop drinking. You need to stop doing these things. I'm like, yeah, okay, like, sure. And I didn't. I still drank like at least once a week, like maybe 3 or 4, 5 drinks, whatever. And I was still working out. I was eating healthy. I wouldn't say like super healthy, but I was trying. Like, I was tracking my macros. I was doing all the things that I thought I needed to do, weightlifting, whatever. And I still wasn't seeing progress. And I had been at this for months. Like, I was like, okay, we're shifting into holistic health and all of that. And at the same time, I was like, okay, maybe I should get off birth control. So without any research, I just stopped taking it, of course, which is funny because I stopped taking birth control like the same month that I started dating my first boyfriend, which I'm just like, why did I do that? But anyways, so I went off birth control, and then about, I think it was 6 months later, I got the copper IUD. And the only crazy symptom that I had after getting off birth control was I had really bad acne on my back and my face too, but mainly my back. And I didn't really know what it was from, but looking back, obviously, like, it made sense that it was the birth control. And so switched to the copper IUD thinking, oh, this is great. Like, this is a more natural alternative to birth control, and it's non-hormonal. So that's good. 99.99% effective rate, like awesome. So I got that inserted, which by the way, I'm going to do another podcast on my copper IUD story, but that was so painful. Like I had my friend come and hold my hand and I cried. It was awful, but when I got it out years later, it was fine. The procedure was fine, but anyways, so I had the copper IUD in, everything was great. Like didn't have to worry about getting pregnant, all of that. Like I had a boyfriend at the time, so it was like, it was fine. And I didn't really notice anything crazy over the next 2 years that I had it, but I still had the acne. I still had, I had really painful periods. That was kind of the only main thing that I noticed. My periods were like excruciating. I would be bent over in pain. I would have to take a ton of ibuprofen and it was just like, it was miserable. And so with the copper IUD, I never really thought about taking it out. I always would say, yeah, the painful periods, they suck, but like, this is the best thing I've ever done. I would tell all my friends, like, you need to get one. I don't know why not everyone is on it. That, you know what I'm trying to say. And I loved it. I was like, you're going to have to pull this thing out of me when it's time. Cause you can have them for like, I think 7 to 10 years or 10 to 12 years for the copper one. And so over time, I still had all these gut issues and they actually got worse. And then I remember, so in between this time, I'd gone through a breakup. I bought a house, like I did all these things. And then I moved to San Diego from Tampa, Florida. And when I moved to San Diego, I got really more into holistic health, mindfulness. I discovered meditation. I was super into manifestation and just like creating my dream life. Still working in finance at the time. So I had this 9-to-5 and I was just like not super fulfilled inside of work and outside of work. None of my friendships were really aligning with me as much. I mean, I still have very close friends from that time, but there was like a circle of friends in Tampa that I would hang out with all the time. And I was like drinking every weekend and I just felt stuck and I just didn't have the awareness or the strength to pull myself out of it at that point. And so I left and went to San Diego. And when I was there, I went all in on my routine. I was like learning everything about holistic healing. So doing sound baths and infrared saunas, cold plunges, breath work, anything that I saw that looked cool, I would go try. And I met some really cool people that way too. But at the same time, I remember I got into a really good routine when I first moved there. Like I was waking up at like 6 a.m. every day. I meal prepped all my meals in advance. I tracked my macros. Like I was doing all the right things. I was taking some supplements that my naturopath told me to take. And I looked pretty good. Like I still had some gut issues, of course, and I still had acne and all that, but it wasn't that bad. And I felt decently okay, I guess, but I was binge drinking every weekend. I would go out with my friends, we'd get drunk, I'd get hungover, I'd eat like shit on the weekends and eat really good during the week. And I was also taking unprescribed Adderall, like probably 2 or 3 times a week, like just like a quarter dose basically. But I did it because it was really hard for me to focus at work and I didn't like my job. Like I loved the company and the people I worked with and all that and the schedule, like the ability to be flexible was amazing, but I just was not fulfilled by it. It was finance. I was working in private equity and I was like, I just don't want to do this for the rest of my life. But I had no idea what I wanted to do at that point. And so, yeah, I just kind of felt stuck. I also started drinking coffee then, which looking back, I'm like, who the hell were you to drink 2 cups of coffee a day? Like, I don't even know how, I can't even do that now. And I would have Adderall, I would take the Adderall, and then I would sometimes take it and drink the coffee, and I was like, oh, this is great. But then I would get nothing done, so it was pointless. But anyways, I still had those habits, where the bad habits, that were not overriding all the good things I was doing. But I wasn't willing to give those things up at that point. And if I had, I don't know where I would be now. But a few months later, I was taking a shower and I was brushing my hair or maybe shampooing my hair. And I noticed I pulled out a clump of hair that was falling out of my head. And I was like, what the hell is going on? What the heck? That never happened to me. It was like a lot. And I was like, do I have cancer? Like, what's going on? And I was still seeing a naturopath at this point. I had been like, fuck Western medicine. Like, that's not for me. And I remember, I think right after that, I reached out to my naturopath and I was like, hey, can I get some updated blood work or something? Like, I need to see what's going on with my hormones. I don't know why, I just like intuitively knew that it had to do with my hormones and something. And so I got all the blood work, and my blood work was technically in normal ranges. My thyroid was a little bit low, so it was considered like suboptimal hypothyroidism. And my hormones, let me go back. My blood work wasn't fully normal. It was just like nothing super concerning. But I think my estrogen was a little high. So I had a little bit of estrogen dominance. So my estrogen was proportionately higher than my progesterone should have been. And again, my thyroid was a little bit low. And so I think I had gotten a GI map done again as well. And my GI map was, again, like a mess. And so I was like, all right, well, gotta start this again. And so I go on more supplements. I'm on another protocol, doing all these things. And I was like, all right, this has got to be my focus. And I like went all in. I went even deeper into my meditations and manifesting, like journaling, all this stuff. And so as I'm in this little bubble, I think it was January 2022, I decided that I was going to do a 30-day cleanse. And so I cut out all gluten, dairy, soy, alcohol, and gluten, dairy, soy, alcohol, eggs, and sugar, I think. So I cut out all these things for 30 days, and I did 100% organic, no processed foods, cooked all my meals at home. And I did like a kind of like my version of 75 hard, where I read like a certain amount in each book, listened to a podcast each day, like did all these things. And after the 30 days, I felt fucking amazing. I felt so good. I was like high on life. I was doing cold plunges. I was like doing all these things. I think I had done my first holotropic breath work, which is like a super intense form of breath work. And it was like life-changing. And so I think I went into February, and oh, before then I decided to get my copper IUD out. So as I was in this little January cleanse bubble, I read this book called Brave New Medicine. I think the author's name is Cynthia something. And it's basically about her journey as a doctor from Western medicine into functional medicine and how she healed herself from it. She like had no choice. She wasn't super open to the energy stuff, but I can't remember the whole story. I think she had Hashimoto's and some other autoimmune. And yeah, it was life-changing just listening to her story. And so I was like, oh, I need to get my copper IUD out. Like, I had these intuitive hits where I was like, I think this is something that I need to do. And so I remember asking the universe for a sign. It was like on my way back from the gym, driving home in San Diego. And I was like, show me a sign if I need to get my copper IUD out. Or show me an 1111 or something. I asked for something specific. And I think like 5 minutes later, I saw it. And I was like, all right, I hear you. I'm going. So I made my appointment for the next week. I got my copper IUD out, and that was the very end of January 2022. And again, I felt pretty good, probably for a few weeks into February. And then towards the end of February, I crashed. Like, I had been doing so much, like, work and exercise and all these things. And I had never experienced that level of, like, anxiety or that level of, I don't know, I just felt so out of body. And again, I'm going to go way deeper into that in another podcast, but it was a wild time and I had a full-blown spiritual awakening. I just didn't feel like myself. I was questioning everything around me. Everything was like a dark cloud. It was insane. So that was like the worst end of February, March, April. And I didn't know what was happening. And so I thought it was more like a spiritual thing. I was like, okay, I'm just like questioning my life and all this stuff. I was turning 25. So I was like, it's my quarter life crisis. And yeah, it hit me hard. And so eventually I was like, okay, this must be something physical going on in my body. And at this time I had no idea. Like, I just did not connect the fact that I had gotten my copper IUD out. And like a month later, I felt like shit. It just didn't connect for a while. And so I went back to my naturopath. I think I found a different one at this point because my other one just wasn't familiar with copper IUDs or anything. And it wasn't a match anymore. And so found a new naturopath in San Diego. I had gone to her in person too, which was cool, but then I ended up seeing her online. But anyways, I got more labs done. I got more blood work. Everything was fine except for estrogen dominance again. And so I was like, that doesn't make sense. Like, my blood work was fine, but I was even more anxious knowing that because I was like, well, then what am I going to do? Like, I don't know how to help myself. I was like, I couldn't even go to a therapist at this point because of what was going on in my mind. I was like, if I tell someone what's going on with my thoughts right now, they're going to lock me up. And I was like, I can't do it. And so I was definitely like probably clinically depressed, but I wasn't wanting to hurt myself. Like, I wasn't at that point. It was just like, I didn't want to do anything. Like, I was just completely numbed out and I couldn't like focus on anything. Meanwhile, I was still working a 9-to-5. Like, I still had my finance job and I was like trying to do that. And even working for like an hour a day was exhausting. Like, it was really hard. So I had been researching all this stuff on holistic health and just like learning about like seed oils and all these different things. And I started to get the idea that maybe I had copper toxicity. And so I went super deep down that rabbit hole, watched a bunch of documentaries and listened to podcasts, did so much research. And eventually I was like, oh my God, this is what I have. Definitely copper toxicity. I had found this Facebook group for copper toxicity support, and thousands of people were saying the same symptoms that I was having. And I was like, okay, this is it. And so then I'm like, well, now what? And again, it was super overwhelming because everyone has something different that they want to recommend for every single diagnosis. Some people will say, oh, it'll get better on its own. Some people are like, take this supplement. And I'm just like, oh my God. And meanwhile, I'm super anxious, super stressed out. Like, any sort of information that can cause anxiety is like giving me a full body like panic attack. And so fast forward a few months, I'm still like doing my thing. I'm trying to just figure things out on my own. I'm experimenting, trial and error, all this stuff. My naturopath was great, but like, I still wasn't seeing the progress that I wanted, like mentally. And so meanwhile, I had an Instagram that I had started, it was like when I had first moved to San Diego. And I just was sharing mindset tips, health things, like things that were going on in my life. And I knew that like that was my next step. in life was to go after my passion and create a lifestyle and be able to help people through that. But at that point, like, I didn't know exactly what that looked like. I was just kind of doing it, building the foundation for it and getting comfortable on social media, because my business is primarily through Instagram, at least right now. And so, so I was building that up and just like trying to do that as like a creative outlet to distract myself and just like share what was working for me. Cause I was seeing like little micro improvements, but it wasn't anything like drastic, and I couldn't necessarily pinpoint it to one thing. And so at that point I was like, all right, nobody's helping me. Like, my doctors can't even help me. So it's up to me. And I searched health coaching, because I had been interested in doing it myself. I was like, well, once I figure out what's going on, I'm definitely going to help other people, because there's thousands of people that have experienced what I've experienced and they need support. And so I had that in the back of my mind, and I was researching programs. I found the program that I did, which is FDN, Functional Diagnostic Nutrition Practitioner. And did that program. But let me backtrack. So I decided I was going to do that program. Okay. And this was like September of 2022. And I think the same day that I was let go from my finance job, because I was working remote in California and I was supposed to be working remote in Tampa. That's another story, but I knew that there was a potential that they'd let me go. And I was just like, whatever, I don't even want to do this anyways. I'll just find another finance job, like worst case. And so they let me go. I was so relieved. Like, I remember laying on my living room floor with my roommate and I just start like hysterically laughing. Like, it was such a full body somatic release. I was like so relieved, because all of that stress from that job and that lifestyle I didn't realize how much it was affecting my health. And so when I was let go, I was like, I'm free. Like, I'm free. I can do what I want to do. Even though I physically didn't feel fully like myself, I felt good enough to be able to go forward. And so I had this intuitive hit where I was like, I need to leave San Diego. And I love San Diego. Like, I still love it. I'll spend months there out of the year for sure. But I was like, I need to leave. And so I told my roommate, I was like, hey, are you cool if we break our lease? We were month to month at this point anyways. He's like, yeah, that's perfect timing. So we break our lease. I put all my stuff in storage in San Diego. And the same day that I got let go, a few hours later, I had my first coaching client. And this was through Instagram. And I was like, oh my gosh, God, universe, showing me something. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do. And so that made me feel a lot better. And it made me feel more grounded in that decision. And so then put myself in storage. I moved back to my parents in Florida for a few weeks and invested in my practitioner training course program. And then I booked a one-way flight to Guatemala. And I chose Guatemala because, this is funny, everyone's like, why did you go to that one place? And I'm like, I saw it on Instagram. Like, I saw this yoga, it was like a yoga retreat center, and they were having a cacao ceremony with this DJ, this like ecstatic dance DJ. And if you know me, you know I love cacao. And I was like, cacao, volcanoes, good music, sign me up. So I booked this trip around that. And I made sure that I was at Lake Atitlan in Guatemala, the same time frame. And so I left my dog at my parents, God bless them, and went abroad. I was like, I have to figure out first of all, what is going on with my body? Because I still mentally did not feel okay, but I was just like pushing through. And traveling is something that I've always loved and it's always made me feel at home. And so this was like, I knew that I had to go. And so I packed all my stuff in a backpack. I had like the supplements that I could fit in there, had my laptop, like all the things I needed. So I go to Guatemala. I was there for, I was at the lake for, I think like 3 weeks, and met some incredible people. I was like in the co-work working on my practitioner training, like studying as much as I possibly could, trying to just learn and absorb all the information. And I honestly worked a ton on that trip. Like I went to Guatemala and I did some fun things, but I was working and studying a lot, but it was what I needed. Like I needed to be in an environment where I had less distractions and less people in my world that could like pull me away, I guess. Cause I was just like, yeah, it was a really powerful time. And so I was in Lake Atitlan for 3 weeks, and then I went to Antigua, Guatemala for the last 3 weeks, and love Antigua. Again, it was like a little bubble. I just, every day I'd get up, I'd go work out, I'd meditate, I would go find a coffee shop, and then just like work, study, work on content, study, like trying to share what I was learning. And it was just like a beautiful time, but at the same time, it was really frustrating because I still did not feel good. Like I was meal prepping in these hostels and like trying to apply all the things that I was learning, but it's hard when you're in a foreign country. And yeah, that's the decision that I made, but yeah, it was rough. And I doubted myself a lot and just like my own healing journey. And I was like, well, how am I going to help other people if I can't figure this out? Like it was just super overwhelming. And I will say like the one thing that got me through it was my friends. And I remember like voice memoing one of my close friends. And I was just like, we would voice memo every single day. And God bless her, because that literally got me through like some of the darkest times of my life. And just like having someone there to help remind you of why you're doing this and like you are gonna get better and it's gonna be worth it and all of this. So yeah. And then after Guatemala, I went to Colombia in Medellin. And originally I was gonna do Guatemala and then do Colombia, or Guatemala and then Costa Rica and then move back to San Diego. That was my plan. But by the time I got to Guatemala, I had met some people and they were like, oh, you should definitely check out Medellin. Like Medellin's a really cool spot for digital nomads and like people that work remote. And they have a good like entrepreneur community. There's good access to healthy food and all of that. So I was like, okay, sounds good to me. So I go to Medellin instead of Costa Rica. And I booked an Airbnb for like 2 months. I stayed in my own room in this house that had like 10 other rooms in it, had like a shared kitchen. So I was able to meal prep and get good quality food and all that. And yeah, it was great. It was like, I finally got to be in one place for an extended period of time. And I was able to study and get in a really good routine. I bought a co-work membership, so I would go co-work every single day and just study. Like the coursework was a lot. It was a lot of science-based stuff. And again, like my health was not in the best place, so it was hard for me to absorb all the information. So sometimes I had to go back and listen to the modules twice. And then I also had practicals. So towards the end of the program, I had to present the information, do like mock case studies, and show that I knew the knowledge and knew how to interpret labs and could build protocols and all these different things. So I went back to the US after a couple months in Colombia, had a friend's wedding in Florida. So I went back for that, got really grounded, still in the same routine, just work, work, work. And I started to feel a bit better. I was like, okay, this is working. So I also got a bunch of labs done at this point, and this was like another full panel, but this time I was interpreting them myself. And this was throughout my program. So I was learning how to interpret these labs. I was running them on myself. I was building my own protocols. I was working with the practitioners in the program to help, you know, just check what I was doing and stuff. And then I went back to Columbia after the wedding. And I stayed with my friend for the last 2 months. So I was in Columbia for 4 months total. First 2 months I was by myself. And then the second 2 months I went with my friend. And again, same bubble, like studying, going to, I actually found a Pilates studio in Columbia that I loved. It's called Unique Pilates. And I was going to Pilates like 4 times a week. I had brought all my holistic stuff with me, like supplements. I brought a coffee enema bag, like all these different things. So I was doing coffee enemas in my Airbnb in Columbia for months. So that was, I was committed, y'all. Like I was also gluten-free. I think, I'm trying to think if I was dairy-free. I think I was dairy-free as well. So gluten and dairy-free and egg-free. Super strict, no alcohol as well. So all these different things, I cut them all out of my diet for my protocol. I really wanted to go all in, even though I was in another country, like there's no excuse. And so I made it work. I meal prepped every week in the Airbnb. And I was, again, studying, taking my practicals, doing all these things. And so after that, I moved back to Tampa. And Tampa, Florida, like, I never thought I would be back here, but I honestly, it was the best decision I could have made. I absolutely love it here. It's a whole new perspective when you go through this transformational period in your life, as you may have experienced, where you become a different person from your growth, and then you go back to those same places. Like, if you go back to your hometown every couple years, it feels different, like, because you're different. And so when I came back to Tampa, I had gone to San Diego, sold as much as I could out of my storage unit, put it into my car, and then drove across the country with my best friend. And we had the best time ever. It was, I think it took us like 10 days. I think it was like 10 days. And we made it like an experience. I would buy all like the healthy food and still on my protocol, put it in the cooler in the car, and it was great. And so made it back to Tampa, moved back in. I made all the holistic health swaps in my home and really just continued to implement everything that I had learned. And I had just graduated with my FDNP certification, and I was able to fully start taking clients and running labs and doing all the things. Meanwhile, my health was the best it had been in years. Like, I really started to see the progress when I moved back to the US and my nervous system could fully regulate. And I just felt like finally all this work is paying off and I'm actually able to do the thing that I've been working so hard towards. And that was to help other women be able to heal themselves like I had done. And that was finally working. And so, yeah, and that's kind of how my whole story has been. And since that point, I've just been really focusing on my health, continuing to optimize, working with clients, and just building my business and trying to create and expand on my program, my one-on-one program, to make it the best it can be and just infuse as much knowledge as I can into it so that people are able to fast track their healing in a healthy and safe way that is sustainable and long term. Because, I mean, I could have done what I did a lot quicker. Like, I could have healed my body a lot quicker had I known the tools that I know now and had I been able to run the labs on myself and been able to see, like, what was going on, what I needed to do, the protocols I needed to run. And yeah, it's just, the thing is, it's so customizable for everybody. and my journey is going to be different from someone else's, but having a plan and like a framework in place is so relieving, and it takes away so much of that, like, when is it going to get better? When is this going to happen? Like, yeah. So I am just beyond grateful to functional medicine, to this space, and the incredible humans that I've met so far in this career and community has been amazing. Like, I've met some of my best friends through Instagram that are practitioners and just people that understand holistic health, and they value this path, because healing yourself naturally is not easy. It's so much easier to take that pill and just kind of go with it. But I just want to empower you, for whoever's listening, to really know that there is no one way. First of all, you're going to heal. You have to believe that. So you have to have the belief. You have to be able to visualize what you want and how you want to feel, even if it's just 50% better. Like, you have to believe that you can heal, first of all. And yeah, there is no one path. I could have easily stayed in San Diego and gotten another job. Like, I would have been fine either way. That's really what I believe. And I don't think that anyone has one specific path. I think it's up to you to decide what feels best for you and just keep getting into alignment and trusting your intuition where you can. And so, yeah, that's my story. Now it's been coming up on a year, got a few more months, but first, I would say like 8 months or so in my practice, and it's been incredible helping these women, empowering and working a lot on the mindset piece as well as the physical body, because you have to have both. That's where the habits come in. That's where that belief system comes in and the visualization. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I am going to do another one on specifically the copper IUD, because there's a lot more to share on that. And yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, if you resonated with anything of my story, I would absolutely love to hear from you. So please send me a DM on Instagram at @alignedbyavery. And yeah, and also there is a free glow up guide I've created that has a list of top symptoms, remedies, functional versus Western medicine approaches, and just like some really great resources that you can take a look at, meditations, things like that. So check that out. It's on my Instagram profile and my bio. If you can't find it, just send me a DM. And yeah, I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so, so much for listening today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If there's anything that stood out to you or that resonated with you, I would love to hear more. Please send me a DM on Instagram at @alignedbyavery. And if you would be so kind to rate my podcast, The Balanced Babe, on Apple Music or Spotify, it would mean the world to me. So again, please give me a rating, send me a DM, would love to hear your thoughts, and I'll see you on the next episode.